Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Checkout, a podcast you can subscribe to on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts, produced at WBGO 88.3 FM, home at checkoutjazz.org. I'm Simon Rettner. On today's show, we'll be erasing stylistic and historical musical borders with the Slovenian pianist and composer Kaja Draxler. Last summer, she was bestowed the Paul Ackett Award at the North Sea Jazz Festival. It's one of the highest honors that can be given to a contemporary jazz artist deserving of wider recognition. Kaja Draxler will share new music from her octet of forward-thinking musicians trained in Baroque, New Classical, and European free jazz traditions. She's now based in Amsterdam, where she performed a special concert that was captured at Amsterdam's famous Bimhuis. So Draxler will tell the story behind her extended suite of music written to the poetry of Robert Frost. All of that coming your way on another edition of My Music on the Checkout. Thanks for checking in.
My name is Kaja Draxler. I come from Slovenia and I'm a pianist and composer now based in Amsterdam. Since the last 13 years I live in the Netherlands.
And you're listening to my music on the Checkout.
I started to play music when I was very little, and it was by coincidence because my parents bought me a toy piano. I just didn't stop playing it, so they thought maybe they bring me to someone who could teach me, and in this very small village where I'm from, which is maybe 500 inhabitants, there was this lady who was teaching piano, and she was interested in working with little kids. So I was about 4 years old then, and she took me, and I spent 8 years in that little music school in the village, which at the time actually it was just her teaching at home in the living room, but now it's actually a music school. After that, I went to the high school for music, and there was a jazz department. I didn't really know jazz, but I was playing in like pop and rock bands in this village, because this music school was really about fun. It was, you know, kids doing what they want to do, or like we were not really playing classical music or anything serious, really. We were just playing covers of popular songs and so on. And so I thought, why not try jazz? It sounds more like something I could feel relaxed in. And back in the rain. I was accepted to this music school. I did these entrance exams, and I played some sort of boogie-woogie, some sort of arrangement of this Dark Eyes boogie, you know, the Russian piece arranged. So there was no improvisation at the point, but I suppose they kind of could see that they could do something with me, you know. I was 12 at the time, so I was pretty young. So this small village is called Trboje. Well, in Trboje there is a strong choir tradition, as it is in the whole of Slovenia. So, you know, people sing in the church, but then they also meet and sing on like village parties and things like this. So I did sing in the village choir, of course, like everyone else. I was also leading that choir for a little while. So the singing tradition is very strong, and especially actually a cappella singing. I was always very interested in including human voice, just because you have the possibility of the text, so you have a possibility of some sort of narrative which can create another layer in the music, and also the human voice brings me closer to the music. The first piece of the music that I would like to share is called Danas Jučer Sutra. It's from my newest octet, project. We are celebrating the poetry of Robert Frost, and I've almost always worked with voices. All the previous groups that I had were with voices, never with two, but always with at least one. And I think this is probably connected to this choral tradition that we have.
My name is Kaya Draxler. I'm a pianist and composer, living in Holland now for the past 13 years. And you're listening to my music on The Checkout.
I was planning on studying Latin and Old Greek, but then at the same time, I really liked music, and I had a friend at the time who was going to this school in the Netherlands, and he kind of convinced me to go along. And I don't think I was thinking about that music will be my career or something like that. It was a kind of spontaneous young person's decision to like go abroad and study music, you know. I was 18 and I moved away, and I stayed ever since in the Netherlands, actually. What I really appreciate about the improvised scene in Amsterdam is that it's very inclusive. Whoever would like to join the scene is very welcome to do so, and people are happy to play, you know, and you are very able to learn very quickly about how things work, and it is quite free regarding styles. When I arrived to Amsterdam and I came there to study classical composition, somehow some of these improvisers, they heard that pianist was in town and they were inviting me to play with them. And even though I was not playing improvised music at the time, and you know, I was playing jazz really, but they were very, very eager to try to play with someone who is from a different world. And that felt very good. And this is probably also one of the reasons why in the octet we are so freely combining so many different influences and styles. What I like to do also in my music is to really feature all the musicians that are part of this ensemble, because they are coming from different backgrounds. The initial ideas was to combine the different worlds inside one group. So we have a classical singer, we have a jazz singer, we have a free jazz improvisers or improvisers, and also people who do very varied things. So for example, I love so much the voice of our soprano, Björknesdóttir, and she does a lot of contemporary classical music, but also some baroque and also some Mozart and so on. So one of the things I really wanted was to have her sing that. So at some point I was getting into this piece of Handel. It's from Dixit Dominus. And then I thought it would be great if I would write something like this for the octet. And then I thought, why don't I just use this? Because it will never get there, and it doesn't make sense for me to try to write something like him. So I basically did a transcription of one of his pieces, which is for an orchestra and a choir, but we play it just in a quartet with violin, double bass, and two voices. Inserted that language into a bigger picture of improvisation. So this piece of music is called The Silken Tent. In its essence, it's a love song, but I think also with this insert of Handel and with the whole long structure, it became something of a love song plus, maybe. Yeah.
Silken.
Silken.
She is as in a field, a silken tent. At midday, when the sunny summer breeze has dried the dew and all its ropes relent, so that in guise it slowly sways at ease, and its supporting central cedar pole, that is its pinnacle to heavenward, and signifies the sureness of the soul, seems to owe not to any single chord, but strictly held by none, is loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought, to everything on earth the compass round, and only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air is of the slightest bondage made aware.
Hello, this is Kaya Draxler, and you're listening to my music on The Checkout. The last piece I would like to share is called The Freedom of the Moon, and it's a very simple song-like piece with a very simple structure, and it features a little mouth organ solo in the middle, which was something that I got this idea while being... was somewhere in Holland, and somebody was playing a mouth organ while driving a bike. Yeah, I suppose you call it a harmonica in America, but and I thought it was such a nice sound. Like, it just came out of all the noise of the environment, you know, because it has a different sort of frequency, and I wanted to use that in the piece. And then I thought, since I have all these improvisers in the group, they, you know, they are just always able to make music, you know, with anything you give them, in a way, because what we train in a way is to just stay in the moment and do the best out of what you have. So even to play harmonica, which is, none of these guys are playing really harmonica for real, but they can always play it together, you know, and it will be magical in a way.
Oh,
Thank you so much for listening to my music and my words. Also, big thanks to the Beam House, which recorded the concert and is allowed us to share it.
Freedom of the Moon, music from the Kaya Draxler Octet, recorded at Amsterdam's BIM House. Find out more information about BIM House Radio at bimhus.nl. And a special congratulations to Kaya Draxler for winning last year's Paul Atkitt Award. They just announced the 2019 winner, which will be going to the American guitarist Julian Lage and presented to him at the 2019 North Sea Jazz Festival. And Kaya Draxler will be on tour in Europe, in case you're listening from there. She'll be performing in Slovenia on June 20th and then at the Copenhagen Jazz Festival July 13th and see her in concert. Just go to her website, kayadraxler.com. That's K-A-J-A. Draxler. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.